Okay, today's daf is Kaf Vav. We're going to start four lines from the bottom to Hey Shein, which is a whole new set, which is sort of a somewhat new section, which is going to suggest all types of potential Kal Vachomers. Okay, today's daf is going to prove that
four lines from the bottom of Kaf Hey.
Sorry, did I say Kaf Vav? Four lines from the bottom of Kaf Hey. I think today's daf is going to prove that you can basically suggest making a Kal Vachomer out of anything. We'll see that today. We'll read the report to the Mo, David ben Avram ben Miriam, Dvorah bat Dina, Oz Avram Shimon ben Chana, Willi Pnina bat Rachel Frida Chaim, Malka Esther bat Zippora, Yael Miriam bat Chaya, David ben Golda, Michal Eshev, Dvorah bat Kadima, Yaakov ben Rosa, Daphne Chaya bat Sarah, Taya Rachel bat Tamar Sarah, Lila Nishma Chana bat Tatar Yosef ben Tzvi Akoyim, Reza bat Sarah, Tzvi Hirsch ben Yaakov, Halevi and Mera. Utehesh Shein v'regal chayevet v'rushit harabim mikal v'chomer. So each one is going to be suggested. Why don't we say, now it's obvious to the Gemara that they're not going to conclude this, but they're kind of suggesting outlandish suggestions. Why don't we say that Shein and Regel are chayav v'rushit harabim mikal v'chomer, which obviously we've already established, Shein and Regel are not chayav v'rushit harabim, but they're saying if we make a kal v'chomer, we can actually assume that they are a chayav. How would it work? Uma Karen, okay, I charted all these out. Okay, they're all charted in the same way. It's going to go from right to left and then down from right to left. Okay, that's how it's going to work. Ma Karen, Shabrushit Hanizak, Eno Mashalem Elechatzinezek, and Rushit Arabim Chayevet. If Karen, which in the Rushit Hanizak pays half damages, and Rushit Arabim is Chayav, in other words, if only in Rushit Hanizak they're only Chayav half damages for Karen. And yet in Rishit HaRabim, they're chayav full damages. So Shein B'Regel, Shabrushit HaNizak Meshalem Nezek Shalem, Einu Din Shabrushit HaRabim Chayav. So Shein and Regel, which in the Rishit HaNizak are chayav full damages, so they're obviously more chamor. If in the Rishit HaNizak, they're chayav full, and Karen's only chayav half. So Einu Din, that B'Rishit HaRabim, they're going to be chayav. So if their din is more chamor in general, then we should basically make them chayav in Rishit HaRabim. So now they're going to answer, well, there's a reason, because Amar Kra, there's a special pasuk. So that you could have a Kal V'chomer, in theory, logic would state that. However, there's a pasuk, and the pasuk says, U'bi'er b'stei acher, and we learn from that, right? Because it's in someone else's field it has to be. We learn from there it has to be in the field of the Nizak, v'lo b'rishit arvi. Okay, there's a special limud from a pasuk that excludes us, precludes us from saying the Kal V'chomer. So now they say, Midi kule kamrinan, palga kamrinan. Who's to say, when it says ubiyer b'stecher, what's the context there? You pay full damages when it happens b'rushit anizak. So now they're going to suggest, but the topic there wasn't chatzi nezek, maybe it's not chayav full damages in Rishit HaRabim, but maybe it would be chayav half damages in Rishit HaRabim from this Kal V'chomer. We could say it's at least like Karen that it's chayav half damages. So now they say, no, there's a special limud by Karen, which proves that only Karen has chatzi nezek and nothing else. Amar krav v'chatzu et kaspo. What's that? That's where it talks about, right? You pay half the amount of the damage. So what's that? V'chaspu et kaspo. Kaspo shel zeh v'lo kaspo shel acher. Only in this case and not in any other case. Because it says kaspo, his money, only his money of the owner of the shore who did it with Karen, and therefore we learn the chatzi nezek is only unique by Karen. Now obviously you have to say, well, what about Sroroth is chatzi nezek, and we don't learn it from here, right? And then you have to say that's just a separate thing. Okay? Okay. Next suggestion of the Kal V'chomer. V'lo tehe shein v'regal chayevet b'rushit anizak ela chatzi nezek. Maybe we should say that shein and regal are only obligated half damages. Why? Mi Kal V'chomer mi Karen. Uma Karen shebrushit arvim chayevet brushit anizak ena meshalemet ela chatzi nezek. If Karen is chayav in brushit arvim, and yet when it gets to brushit anizak, it's only chayav half damages. So, right. In other words, it's chayav in brushit arvim, and in brushit anizak, it's only chayav half. V'shem beregel shebrushit arvim p'tura eno din shebrushit anizak meshalem chatzi nezek. It's the same type of logic as last time. So if Shein v'Regel are going to be Pacher v'Rushit HaRabim, okay, so obviously then they shouldn't be Chayav more damages. This is like a Chamor v'Kal. It's the opposite direction, right? It's going to say if something that has a Chamor din and yet their din is only Chatzi Nezek, then something that has a more Kal din shouldn't be more than Chatzi Nezek, basically. So now they say, Amar Kra. Now, first of all, you could say, what happened to the Chaspu HaKaspo? Didn't we just say the Chatzi Nezek is unique to that? But they don't answer that. They answer a different thing, which is Amar Kra Yishalem. When it says by the Regel and the Shein, it says So what did they say? Yishalem. What is yishalem? Shalem. Right? It comes full. Tashlumim ma'alya. Full damages. Okay? And therefore we learn unique din by, okay, that this, instead of learning it's chatzi nezek is only by caring, now we're going to say, no, by this we see it's definitely full nezek. Okay. Below to hey, next suggestion. So the first two suggestions were about shein v'rego. Now we're going to switch it and learn to caring. Now why don't we say that maybe Karen should be obligated in Rashid Harabim from a Kal V'Chomer. Should be chayav full, right, full damages. Right? Is that what we want to say? One second. Oh no. This is saying, why don't the Karen shouldn't be chayav in Rashid Harabim from a Kal V'Chomer. Why don't we suggest that? That's below to hey Karen Rashid Harabim chayav. Karen should not be chayav in Rashid Harabim, meaning that should have just said it simpler. Would have been easier to understand, right? Karen is patur b'Rashid Harabim. Why? Uma shem v'regel sh'b'Rashid anizat nezek shalem. And b'Rashid Harabim is p'turah. If shein and regel that are chamor, because it's nezek shalem in Rashid anizat, and yet b'Rashid Harabim they're p'turim, Karen sh'b'Rashid anizat Chatzi nezek, if Karen is only half nezek and Rashid Anizak, so Eino Din should Rashid Arabim, it should be Patur. So Amar B'Yochanan, now we have to have another limud. Amar Kra Yechetzun. Ein Chatzi nezek Chaluk, lo Rashid Arabim, velo Rashid Ayachid. Okay, what's this Pasuk? We saw this before. This is where it says in the Pasuk, V'chi Yigov Shor Ish et Shor E'u V'meh, Det Shmo Kaval Flamed Hei. Umecharo et Hashor Hachai. So what did we say when we saw this pasuk before? It should say v'chatzuet kaspo v'gamet hamet. We have the amount of that animal, and we have the amount also of the dead animal, right? The one who did the damage and the one who died. Didn't have to say the word v'gamet hamet yechatzun. It would have been obvious that it's gamet hamet yechatzun. So therefore, the extra word yechatzun comes to teach you that it's always chatzi nezek, no matter what, whether it's Rashid Arabim or whether it's Rashid Nizak. Okay, so therefore we can say that in Rashut Harabim, it's going to in Rashut Harabim, it's not going to be chayav. Okay, v'yehei adam chayav b'kofer mikal v'chomer. Okay, now here's an interesting assumption which we're going to say can't possibly be what the pshat sounds like. What is kofer? Kofer is when a shor kills a person. What happens? So the shor gets killed, and if it's a shor muad, what happens? Then the owner has to die, but instead of dying, he pays this ransom to kind of, you know, give him kapara for the fact that he should have been dead because he caused the death of somebody else. Indirectly, right? He didn't do it himself, but his mamon did. So now they're going to suggest, well, maybe a person should pay kofar if they killed somebody, right? Which goes on in the courts, right? You pay a family if someone kills somebody, right? Often the family gets, right, what's it called? The word now they get
restitution.
Yeah, restitution, I guess. So they get money. So now they're saying maybe. Now the question is going to be here. First of all, the psukim say very explicitly, "Lo tikhu kofer nefesh l'rotzeach." In other words, you can't buy your way out of a death penalty. And it even says it by shogeg. You can't buy your way out of your miklat. You have to go to your miklat. So it can't be that they're suggesting that you only pay ransom and don't get killed. So now the Mefreshim have a big debate about, so what are they talking about? So one suggestion is that they're talking about in a case where there's no... Now, first of all, this also relates to something we've seen before, which is Kimle B'Derabamine, that we just discussed a few days ago, remember? So if we're going to assume that the guy gets the death penalty, then we learn that Kimle B'Derabamine means that he doesn't get financial penalty. So how could you be suggesting? And so the whole question is, how did they even suggest that there's kofar with the death penalty? And it's either you say it's instead of the death penalty, and that obviously can't be because the psukim explicitly say there's no such thing as buying your way out of the death penalty. So now, if you're going to say it's in addition to the death penalty, well, then we have the problem of kimle. So three different answers I'm going to bring you. One is to say that kofar is, we're going to see this machloket soon, is kofar a mamon payment or is it a kapara payment? And then generally, we might not allow you to pay your way out, but what we're saying here, so before I even get there, I have to suggest, I have to build something else. Some of them, of course, say we're talking about a case when there's no death penalty given to the person because, let's say, there weren't witnesses, he wasn't forewarned. There's so many cases where you wouldn't end up actually killing somebody. So it's a case where he's not forewarned. Okay? And now, what's the problem with saying this? So you'd say, okay, so the question is maybe you should have to pay a ransom payment in a case where you're not going to get the death penalty, and then there's no kimle. So problem number one with saying that is there's a braita from the house of Chizkiah that says that even when there's no edim in hatra'ah and you're not going to get the death penalty, kimle still applies. Okay? In other words, kimle is there was potential that you could have gotten killed, and that totally eliminates the monetary payment, and therefore you can't say that. So now we're really stuck if you can't say that. So there's going to be a few different answers. One is that the person who suggests this didn't hold by Tana de Bechizkiah. He disagreed with that. That's one, and that's an easy answer. So then you'd have to say, it's talking about when they weren't edim, there wasn't hatra'ah, or whatever it is, they couldn't kill him, so now we're suggesting maybe he should pay a ransom instead. That's one suggestion. Another is to say, no, we hold by Tana de Bechizkiah, but when we say kimle, now we're going to have to say two different approaches here. Either when you say kimle, we're talking about a monetary payment to somebody else, that's supposed to be, returning their money to them. But here, kufra is kapara. We're going to see later that there's a machloket about it, but we paskin that it's a ransom, it's for yourself. So when we want, the Torah wants to, or the rabbis want to allow you to get kapara for what you did. And therefore, in this kind of case, they're going to allow it. Even though generally, kimle would wipe out the possibility, you don't have to pay, but here it's, you want to pay because you want to get the kapara, and therefore we're going to potentially, now we're going to say we're going to reject it, but the potential is maybe they'll allow you to do it. And the third answer is that kimle only works when you have one act that you do, let's say, but you're high of death. Let's say you made a fire and you burned a house, and in the house there were people. So you're high of for the damage to the house and the money, and you're high of death for the person you killed. That's two separate things. Here we're talking about money that goes to pay for the death. You understand? It's a ransom to pay for the actual death. They're talking about the exact same thing that you're responsible for, and then maybe kimle wouldn't apply. Kimle only applies when it's money for something and death penalty for something else that all happened at the same time, but to sort of different areas. So that's another possible answer. So anyway, with that, let's go on. So, what's the kav chomer? Umashur she'enu chayav ba'arba'a dvarim chayav b'kofer. Adam she'chayav ba'arba'a dvarim enu din she'chayav b'kofer. If an animal attacks somebody and causes damage to a person, so he pays only nezek, he doesn't pay for the tzar shevet ripui boshet that the person pays for, and yet he's chayav b'kofer, right? The owner, if he kills somebody, right? If he damages someone, he's chayav only nezek. If he kills someone, he's chayav kofer. So likewise, then we're going to say the kavachomer, if a person is chayav more, right, in the nezek case, he's chayav ol chamishadvarim. Right here it says arba'a, meaning in addition to the nezek. Einu din shehe chayav b'kofer, right? Shouldn't he also then be chayav b'kofer? So now they're going to say no, because by the kofer pasuk, what does it say? The same line of thinking we've been going along till now. The pasuk says, amakra kechol asher yushat alav, alav velo al adam. That's kol asher yushat alav, and this person, this owner of the shore, meaning kofar is only specific to an owner of an animal, so if his property does damage, but not if he himself. And this kofar is unique to alav, just in this case. Okay. Another kavachomer. Sorry, I lost my place. Okay. So why don't we say then that the shur should be chayav really in all chamisha dvarim, right? From a kavachomer. Why? Because now, based on what we just said, ma adam she'eno chayav b'kofer, if he kills somebody, right, he doesn't have to pay this ransom, and yet he's chayav ba'arba advarim. So shur she'chayav b'kofer eno din she'chayav ba'arba advarim. So if a shur has an additional payment, this kofer payment, when in the case when he kills, then in a case when he does damages, maybe you would think he should be chayav the same arba advarim. So now they say amar kra, the pasuk says there, ish ba'amito, velo shur ba'amito. Okay, it's a person to his friend and not his property to somebody else. Okay, next question. Ibayalhu. So that's the end of these kavachomers for now. There's still going to be, I think there's still one more at the end. Yeah, there's still one more in a minute, but not yet. Ibailu, regel shedarsal gabei tinyok b'chatzer anizak, mao shetishalem kofer. If an animal tramples a baby in the baby's property, let's say, okay, right, in the person's property, tramples the baby, does it have to pay kofer? Now, why wouldn't it? Well, mi amrina midi dehavia keren. Maybe we'll say, right, remember, where does kofer come up? Not by regel. Kofer comes up by keren. So do we say it's just like keren? Dekevan de'avet trei katazimne orchehu. That's what's with keren. Keren, when do you pay kofer? When it's a shor muad. Why? Because we assume it's orche to do this type of thing. Now, if the animal goes into your property and he walks, and walking could trample a baby, it's his typical way of doing it, and we're going to say, you're doing it in Rishud and Izak, you're going to be chayav. And therefore, umashalim kofer. Or, and therefore, hachanami loshna. And then we'd say the same thing here. O Dilma, what's the difference between Karen and Regel, remember? Karen kavanato lahazik. Maybe this kofer payment is only because the animal did something with intent to hurt. Right? When they gore someone, it's intent to hurt. Whereas, hi, ain kavanato lahazik. This animal that happened to have trampled a baby wasn't doing it on purpose, wasn't trying to damage the baby, it was just walking. Happened to be a baby there, and it killed him. There's going to be a lot of cases with babies. Okay, so now we want to know, basically, is there chiyuv kofer in regel? Okay, obviously, we'd have to be where the animal killed in Rishud HaNizak, because remember, regel, Rishud HaRabim is patur. Okay, so let's try to figure it out. Tashma. Hichnish sharo, it's going to take a little while until we get to the answer. I'm going to bring this source that says, Tana Idik source. Hichnish sharo lechatzer balabayit shalo b'rishud. He brings his shore into the rishud of the balabayit, okay, someone else's house, shalo b'rishud, without his permission, unigacho lebalabayit b'meit. Okay, I bring my shore into someone's house, he gores the owner, and he dies. Hashur b'skila, okay, the shore gets stoned, ubalav, bein tam bein mua mishalem kofer shalem divrei rabbi tarfon. Okay, now, until now, when we've talked about nezek shalem and all that, we've been talking about nezek, we haven't been talking about kofer, right? So now we're going to see, according to Rabbi Tarfon, remember what Rabbi Tarfon said, his whole shita is, if you damage in the property of the nizak, even if you're a shor tam, you're going to pay nezek shalem for Karen. Okay, so now what's he saying? Not only for nezek do you have to pay full damages, but kofer also. Now remember, kofer came up in the pasuk only as kofer shalem. Now we're going to see that there's also chatzi kofer. Kofer only came up when it came to when you kill someone and it's a shor muad. Okay, but now the question is maybe there's kofer by shor tam also. And that there's kofer by shor tam, well then, is it chatzi, right? If you're chachamim, obviously it's going to be chatzi kofer. If you're Rabbi Tarfon, you're going to say it's nezek shalem, okay? Or kofer shalem, thank you. So now, here he comes and he says, bein tam bein muam shalem kofer shalem. So I bring my shor into your house, he gores you, he kills you, I am chayav to pay kofer shalem on that. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. Remember, there is no nezek payment because, right, it's death. So there's no nezek. So he pays kofer shalem. So now, we're going to have to explain this. Kofer shalem b'tam l'Rabbi Tarfon minali. Where does he learn that there's this thing of kofer shalem? Lav mishum, is it not because he holds? And now we're going to assume, and that's right now we have this source, it says he pays kofer shalem. We're going to explain how could it be that Rabbi Tarfon derived this. Based on that, we're going to understand the answer to our question, is there kofer by regel or not? So now, lav mishum desever leke Rabbi Yossi aglili de'amar, Tam Mishalim Kachatzi Kofer Bereshut HaRabim. Is it not because he holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says, remember what I said a minute ago, when it comes to Kofer, there is no, it doesn't come up in the Pasuk about Tam. But Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, okay, and we're going to assume that Rabbi Tarfon is building on Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili said that a shur Tam who kills a Bereshut HaRabim pays Chatzi Kofer. In other words, there is Chatzi Kofer by shur Tam. And then, how does he learn this? Regel. Okay, now the Gemara doesn't tell you what this kavachomer is, okay? Based on the parshaniyot, I'm going to tell you, I should put it on the sheet what the kavachomer is. We're going to learn al chatzi, this kofer thing, from regel. How does it work? And it's, if you assume he holds a Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Tom pays chatzi kofer and Rishud HaRabim, so here goes your kavachomer. Look at the page. Okay, it's toward the bottom of the chart. Uma regel b'Rishud HaRabim would be patur, and Bereshut HaNizak pays kofer. What's the assumption here? We're learning kofer in Bereshut HaNizak from regel. If that's the case, well, then there has to be kofar by rega, which is going to be the answer to our question. You follow? Okay, that's the assumption here. So what could be this kavachomer? It must be like this. If regal is brushit arim patur, if you kill somebody, because regal always brushit arim is patur, and when it goes into chatzar and izak, you're going to pay kofar shalem. So keren tama brushit arim the pays chatzi kofar, that's Rabbi Yossi Aglili, right? They're assuming he's basing it on that. That if he's in Rishud HaRabim, he's going to pay Chatzi Kofer. So therefore, right, if Regel goes up from Patur to Chayav Kofer Shalem, then Karen's going to go up from Chayav Chatzi Nezek. If it goes to Rishud HaNizak, remember, this is Rabbi Tarfon also, who holds that there's a difference between Rishud HaNizak and Rishud HaRabim, then Rishud HaNizak is going to have to pay Kofer Shalem. That's the assumption of this Kavachomer. Okay? Based on this assumption, based on this Kavachomer, what are you going to say? Therefore, right, sorry, let's just read it inside. Okay, so my tail on a kavachomer mi regal. Alma, therefore, if you're learning it from a kavachomer from regal, then obviously, ika kofer be regal. There must be kofer and regal. Okay, so that's the assumption right now. We're now going to question this assumption, and eventually we're going to totally knock down the question, and we're going to be left with our answer that we started with, which is there must be kofer by regal. Okay? The whole reason there must be kofer by regal is because they're assuming that Rabbi Tarfon learns it from Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you said that, and learns it from a kavachomer from regal. Okay? So therefore, we're going to assume if he learns kofer from a kavachomer from regal, it must be that there's kofer by regal, because how else could you learn it? So Amar Rav Shimi Minahardi, I know there's a different option. Tana mini zakin de regal maitela. Maybe he says like this. If regal bereshit arim is patur from nezek and bereshit anizak it's mishalem nezek shalem, then the keren, when we talk about kofer, is chayav chatzi kofer in bereshit arim, it's going to be chayav kofer shalem. And as we're going to say, let's make a kavachomer and compare nezek to kofer. Okay? And then say, instead of saying we're going to learn kofer from kofer, we're going to learn kofer from nezek. And we can make a kavachomer because the, you know, what's similar about it is the differences between Rishud HaRabim and Rishud HaNizak. Even though the topic is a little different, we're learning Nizak into from Nezek to Kofer. Okay, but now they're going to question this. They're going to say the Lifroch. They're now going to say no, because Nezek has unique qualities, or Nezek appears in a lot of places when there's no Kofer, and therefore we don't want to learn it from Nezek to Kofer. The Lifroch, Mala Nizakin de Regel, Sheken Yeshnam Be'esh. In other words, Regel, if we're going to learn from Nezek, we can say that Nezek has unique qualities because Nezek applies in many other cases. Nezek applies in Eish, okay, which doesn't have Kofar at all, right? There's no even thinking of having Kofar there. So then they say, oh no, you could say Mitamon. You could say, what if there was Nezek of Regel that was hidden and your animal, you know, stepped on something that was hidden? Now, what do we know? If your animal steps on something that's hidden, he's going to be Chayav. If an Eish burns something that's hidden, it's not going to be Chayav. So we could say that we're going to learn from a case of Tamun, Nezek Tamun Beregel, which you can't say, oh, well, that also applies by Eish, because it doesn't apply by Eish. So then they say, well, you could say, Mala Tamun Shken Yesh No Babur. Yeah, but Tamun also comes up in other cases where, again, there's no kofar at all, like Bor. Okay? So you can say, oh no, mi kalim. Remember, kalim are not chayav in bor. If an animal falls in with his kalim on his back, you're chayav for the animal, you're not chayav for the kalim. So you could say it's a case of kalim, but then, oh no, you could say, ma le kalim shken yesh nam be'esh. Right, but kalim are chayav in esh case. And I say, mi kalim tmunim. What if they're hidden kalim, which wouldn't be chayav in bor, and they wouldn't be chayav in esh? So now they say, ma le kalim tmunim she yesh nam ba'adam. But there's also Adam, and Adam is chayav in kalim tmunim. And Adam is not chayav kofer. So now we're going to knock down this suggestion of Rav Shimi, and we're left with elalav shma mina mikofer deregel maitela alma ika kofer beregel. Okay, therefore we can assume shma mina. We can assume that there is kofer beregel. So now Amalei Rav Acha Midifti, one further proof that there's kofer beregel. Rav Acha Midifti says to Ravina, hachinami mistaber de ika kofer beregel. Why de isal kadatach leika kofer beregel betana minizakin deregel. Maitela, and you want to say that, right? They learned, if you're going to say that there isn't kofer beregel, and they wanted to learn from Nizakin to kofer, forget about the whole ways you rejected before. You could have just said much simply, Lifroch mal nizakin de regel, sheken yeshnam beregel. In other words, what's with Nezek? Nezek is unique, right? Regel has Nezek, and it doesn't have kofer. So you could have knocked it down from regel itself. So therefore, alalav shmamina mikofer de regel, maitela. Okay, alma ika kofer beregel shmamina. So we assume there must be kofer by regel. Okay, so that's our answer. So now if an animal comes in and kills your child, you know, tramples it while it's walking, you're going to be chayav kofar also. Okay, it's, even though the pasuk appears only by Karen, we're going to apply it, which is interesting in the context of what we just did today, because we took all these cases where we said you can learn it from logic, but no, the pasuk says it's unique to this one, it's unique to this one. In the end, this last limud is saying, no, dafka, this issue is not unique only to Karen where it appears in the pasuk, but we're going to apply it to regal also. Okay, like as I started the class, enough for not everyone heard it, this Gemara showed that you can kind of make a kol v'chomer out of anything. Okay, there's, right, it's one of those, let's suggest this, let's suggest that, let's, okay. Now we get to a very famous Mishnah. Adam mu'ad la'olam, bein shogeg, bein mezi, bein er, bein yashen. Okay, a person is always responsible. Whether he's shogeg, whether, right, he did it b'shkaga, he didn't realize, he did it b'mezid, he did it on purpose, right, which obviously is unnecessary, obviously, if you're chayav b'shogeg, right, but they're giving options, bein er, bein yashen. Okay, by the way, there's different nuschaot here. Some say, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein ba'onis, bein b'ratzon, and that's very much like the Mishnah we saw in Yevamot. Habal yivim tov, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein ba'onis, bein b'ratzon. What's the difference between onis and ratzon and shogeg and mezid? The Mefreshim try to grapple with this, Tosfot grapples with it. Specifically in Yevamot, he brings it up, and he says that, in Yibum, it's easier to say what's the difference between shogeg mezid onus ratzon. Onus ratzon is was he and as ratzon means he tried to be mekayim the mitzvah, okay. Whereas mezid is he tried to do the act of having sex with her on purpose, but not necessarily to mekayim the mitzvah. That could be the difference between mezid and ratzon. But here you can't say that. There's no mitzvah here. So he suggests that maybe it means the onus and ratzon is defining shogeg. Whether the shogeg that he did was, or the mezid that he did was because they forced him to do it, or he wanted to do the act. In other words, was the act that he did, maybe the act was bishkaga, but was it done because somebody forced him, or was it done because he wanted to do it himself, just maybe didn't realize what was, you know, that he was going to hurt somebody. Okay, anyway, that's just a side thing. Whether he's awake or whether he's sleeping, okay, that's in it, right? Even if you're sleeping, you could potentially, right, if you, now there's a thing, I think it comes up in the Yerushalmi, or maybe it comes up in the Gemara here, I forget. But if you're sleeping, and let's say you went to sleep and there was a vase next to your bed and you knocked it over, so that's your fault. But let's say after you went to bed, somebody put a vase next to your bed, then you're not responsible. Because you didn't even know it was there, so you shouldn't have had to, you know, been careful in your sleep that you weren't going to knock it over. Okay, simat ein chaviro, v'shiberet hakelim, mishalem nezek shalem. Now they're bringing two examples. If you knock out the eye of your friend, or you break kelim, you're responsible for full damages. So the Gemara is going to immediately jump on this and say, "Katani simet in chaveiro dumi ad shiberet hakelim." The reason why they brought these two cases is they wanted to teach you that the law of simet in chaveiro, when it comes to shogeg, is the same as breaking someone's kelim. What's going to be the same about them? Ma hatam nezek in arba'ad dvarim lo. In the simeit in chaveiro case, that's called hachovel b'chaveiro. Now, when you're chovel b'chaveiro, what are you chayav? Chamisha dvarim. Nezek sar sheva ripoim boshet. When you break a kli, are you chayav chamisha dvarim? No, there's no such thing. You're only chayav damages. So now, because they brought these two cases of damage to a person and damage to kelim in the same Mishnah, they wanted to teach you that hurting a person, knocking out his eye, b'shogeg, has the same law as breaking kelim b'shogeg, meaning you're not chayav. If you do something b'shogeg, you're not chayav all the other four things. You're only chayav damages. Okay? So even though the Mishnah sets it up, it's interesting, right? The Mishnah comes and says, bein shogeg, bein mezid, as if they're entirely equal, and the first thing the Gemara says is, they're not equal. Okay? Don't think they're equal. There's a difference. There's a very important difference, which is if you're talking about damage to a person, you're not going to be chayav the extra four things. You're only chayav damages. Okay, now there's this question, Menahane Mile. Two different approaches about what this question even is. Okay? Before I even get to the answer, I'll tell you what the two options are. Rashi says very simply, how do we know that Nezek is Chayav even b'shogeg? Okay? Which means it's going back to the Mishnah. It doesn't relate to the last thing we said. Rabbeinu Hananel says no. It's referring to the last thing we just said. How do you know that Shogeg is Patra Me'arba'a Dvarim? So it's either saying, how do you know that Nezek is chayav even shogeg, right? It's like, how do you look at the cup half empty, half full, right? Or how do you know that shogeg is not chayav ba'arba'a dvarim? Okay, so now they say, Amar Chizkiah, V'chein tana debe Chizkiah. Okay, and there's a bright to broad in the name of Chizkiah's house. Amar kra petza tacha petza l'chayvo al hashogei kimizi v'al ones kiratzam. Okay, petza tacha petza appears. Okay, you have it in your sheet. Okay, this is the last thing on the sheet. I just brought the psukim at the end. It says in Shmo Perakav Aleph, it talks about this, and in Vayikra Perakav Dalet. And because of the repetition, they're going to say that that's what it comes to include. So, ki natsu anashim benakfui shahara, v'yatsu yiladeh v'lo yasom. By the way, this sounds like kavana, right? You were fighting. And this woman got hurt, okay, etc. V'imason yiyeh v'natach, okay? Ayin tachat ayin, shen tachat shen, yad tachat yad, regal tachat regal, kviya tachat kviya, petza tachat petza, chabura tachat chabura. Okay, then in Vayikra Kavdalet it says, ish ki yitei mum ba'amito, kasher asa ken yaselo, shever tachat shever, ayin tachat ayin, shen tachat shen, kasher yitei mum ba'adam, ken yinaten bo. Okay, also somewhat repetitive there. So now they're going to say, because it says petza tacha petza, it teaches you, l'chaybo ala shogeg kimezi v'ala ones kiratzon, okay, the shogeg is going to be chayav. Okay? So first of all, that wording, l'chaybo ala shogeg kimezi, matches a little bit better Rashi's interpretation, that it's coming to say, you're chayav ibn shogeg. Tosfo makes more sense in terms of the flow of the Gemara, Rabbeinu Hanan, in terms of the flow of the Gemara, right? It started with the Shogeg is patur from Arba Advarim, and now they're going to say it's also patur from Arba Advarim. And the Pnei Yoshua says something interesting here. He says, he supports Rabbeinu Hanan, and he says, and I just forget why, I'm going to look inside for 1 second. Right. He says, how could you even suggest that you're not going to be chayav for shogeg? Of course you're going to be chayav for shogeg. How? Why would it be obvious? And he says, you can't even fathom trying to find a pasuk, like Rashi thinks, that you're chayav for shogeg. Why? Even if you're because, first of all, no, well, that's part of this shogeg. But even if your animal damages, you're chayav. So what more shogeg is it than that, right? What animal is exactly shogeg? You left your animal, you weren't paying attention, it went and hit, it wasn't mazid. Right? You didn't try to do it. It wasn't ratzon. Okay, so therefore they're saying, based on that, there can't even be a question about Adam being chayav and shogeg. And therefore the question must be, how do you know you're patur from Arba Advarim? Okay?
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
The sleep is a natural sleep. It's not like you passed out because you're drunk or whatever. It's like it's just a natural...
Ah, yafeh. So what about if you're drunk? So they also, the Rambam brings up, I forget if it comes up before the Rambam, but I know for sure the Rambam adds, bein shikur. Even if you're drunk. In other words, you have to be entirely responsible for your actions. Don't get drunk, right? In other words, it doesn't matter what kind of sleep you're in. It's no matter what. I mean, you could maybe make a case if you had surgery and, you know, they knocked you out and you were totally, you know, I don't know. But again, it goes back to that Yerushalmi, like when, I think it's the Yerushalmi, that if you went to sleep and there was something there, you know, and you should have been conscious of it. So if it was a case where you couldn't have possibly been conscious of it, you were in surgery, they moved you into a room, you know, you had no idea what was going on. So yeah, but if you got drunk, well, that's your fault you got drunk. You have to be responsible for your actions. You know, even from before, don't get yourself into a state where you might not be responsible, you know, you might not be conscious of your actions. So now they say, how can you learn this from Petza Tacha Petza? Hai mebaile litein tsar b'mkom nezek. This pasuk was needed to teach you that sometimes there's cases where you cause pain to someone, but you didn't actually cause physical damage. Okay? So where there's nothing to pay damages for, but there is the pain of the person that you cause. And don't we use the pasuk petza tacha petza to teach you that? Which comes up somewhere else. So they say, ah, well, in ken lichtav kra, petza bi petza. My tacha petza, shma mina tarte. Okay, as our usual, we've seen many times. It could have just said petza bi petza. So it says petza tacha petza. It means you can learn two things. By the fact that it has, let's say, the repetition of petza bi petza. And then it says petza tacha petza. We can learn both halachot. Both tsar b'mkom nezek. And, again, whether you want to say nezek is chayav ibn b'shogeg, or you want to say that, you know, shogeg you're not chayav bar ba'advarim. Now we're going to have, okay, we're going to have 4 cases listed in the chart here, and then a few more that Rebbe's going to bring. Rebbe's going to bring lots of cases to try to just give you examples. This is going to be a progression. Hayta evem munachat lo b'cheko. You have a rock on your lap. V'lo hikirba. But you didn't realize that there was a rock in your lap. Okay, you didn't pay attention. Somehow a rock falls on your lap. We don't know how it got there. It somehow got there. You didn't know it was there. Amad v'nafla. And then you stand up, and the rock falls, and it damages someone. Okay, now there's going to be a whole slew of possible things this could have done, and the question is going to be, when it comes to different halachot, are you going to be chayav or not? So one is going to be linyan nezikin. Okay, the first one is, it falls, and there's somebody, let's say, lying on the floor, and it falls on top of them and damages them. So in terms of that, you're going to be chayav, but linyan ra'advarim, you're going to be patur, right? This is a classic case of shogeg, right? Or maybe, I don't know, classic, we'll see in a minute, maybe it's not your classic case of shogeg, but it's definitely a shogeg that you're not going to be chayav. L'inyan Shabbat, what about chiyuv for Shabbat? Now, what does it come with Shabbat? What kind of melacha are you chayav? Melechat machshevet, right? It has to be something yitzirati. It has to be that you had intent. Now, melechat machshevet asarat Torah, and therefore, let's say you stood up and the rock moved four amot in Rishud Arabim. So you're going to be chayav for moving something arba amot in Rishud Arabim? No, because you're only chayav in Shabbat when you actually intended, had intent for the act. You did not intend to do this act. It's not melechat machshevet. L'inyan galut, what if when you stood up that rock killed somebody? Are you chayav to go to Ir Miklat? Okay, l'inyan galut, you're going to be patur. Why are you patur? Okay, we're going to get into this now. When you were talking about Ir Miklat, Ir Miklat has a double function. What's the double function of Ir Miklat? It's protection, right? It protects you from the Goel Hadam who's trying to kill you, the relative. And what else does it do?
It's punishment.
It's protection and provides you with kapara for what you did, right? And it's also punishment, right? You did something wrong, okay? So, one second, let me just... The punishment goes with the kapara, okay? So now, it's either to protect you from getting killed, or it's a punishment which also provides you with kapara. Okay, the punishment has two sides. On the one hand, it's negative, just like we saw earlier today. The kufr is kapara. It allows you this chance to repent. So now, what's the situation? If you kill someone, b'shogeg, okay? A typical classic case of shogeg, which is not this case, it's going to be like in the middle, okay? Then, so you get your protection, and you get your kapara from your punishment also, and you get punished. If you're karov la'ones, then, first of all, you don't need the protection, because if they kill you, they're responsible. They're not allowed, like, they'll get the death penalty, okay? Whereas, also, when it comes to punishment, you don't even need kapara, and you don't need to be punished because you didn't do anything. It was so onus. Once you get on the scale karov lemezid, right? Let's say you're really mezid. Let's say you kill someone on purpose, and you go to Ir Miklat. It doesn't do anything for you, right? Number one, it's certainly not going to provide you with kapara, and it's also not going to protect you. If they kill you, they're allowed to kill you. Even in the Ir Miklat, it doesn't provide you with protection. So if you're karov lemezid also, you're not going to get this, okay? So it's only if you're shogeg in the middle. If you're karov la'ones, no, and if you're karov la'mezid, no. Okay, and if you're karov la'ones, you don't need it, and if you're karov la'mezid, you're not deserving of it. You follow? That's going to be the difference.
What do you mean by mezid, they're allowed to kill?
Okay, what happens? If you're the relative, and you go kill someone, if somebody killed someone in your family, you go and kill them. So if it's a classic case of shogeg, if you're outside, it's like a game almost, right? If you're outside the Ir Miklat, they kill you and they don't get punished for killing you. In classic case of shogeg, it's only if you're in the Ir Miklat you get that protection. So if you cross the border to the Ir Miklat and they shoot you dead, they get punished. They get death penalty. It's as if they killed an innocent person. If they kill you when you're outside the Ir Miklat, then you're not protected. Let me explain. That's the classic case. So if you're outside the Ir Miklat and they kill you, it's your fault for not having gone to the Ir Miklat. You're not protected. They don't get the death penalty. But if you're karov la'ones and they kill you anywhere, they get the death penalty. And if you're karov lemezid, then and they kill you, they're not obligated. In other words, if they kill you, tough luck. In other words, you're not provided with that protection. And if they kill you, no one can take them to court on it. They won't get the death penalty for killing you. If you're karov
lemezid, they're not allowed to kill you because the beit din presumably has to take care of it.
Right, I guess so. What happens if you're mezid and they were to kill you anyway? It's a good question. Right, I don't know the answer. Okay, so now we're going to have this gradation. So if it's linyan Shabbat, melecha machshevet asarat Torah, linyan galut patur, okay, you don't even have to go to galut. Linyan eved, what if you knocked out the eye of your eved? Now, what did we learn about an eved? If you hurt, you knock out his eye, he goes free. So what about this case? They say, pluta de Rashbag v'Rabbanan. Okay, it's a machlok at Rashbag v'Rabbanan. Ditanya, we saw this in Kiddushin. Haresha haya rabo rofe, v'amar lo k'chol eni v'sim'a, ch'tur li shinai v'pila, sichek ba'adon v'yatsa l'chirut. Rashbag omer v'shichata ad shitkaven l'shachata. So there's this machloket, if the adon is the doctor, And the Eved says, please fix my eye. And he does surgery on the eye and he ruins the eye. He makes a mistake. So, according to Tanakama, Sichek ba'adon b'yatzal chirut. In other words, the Eved played a good game, you know, and won, basically. Now he gets, it's true, he lost his eye, but now he gets to go free. The assumption is that freedom is more important to him than that. Rashbag says, no. Since it says in the Pasuk there, v'shichata, it means that you have to have kavanah to destroy. So again, we're going to say, now, I'm not going to get into this because we don't have time, but there's some people try to distinguish between this case and the other case and say maybe it's not, maybe it means, okay, I'll tell you the pshat here, which is that it's a machloket. If you hold like Chachamim there, you hold like Chachamim here, and you'll say that he goes free. And if you hold like Rashbag that you need kavanah, then you'll hold like Rashbag here that you need kavanah, and you didn't have kavanah, the Eved doesn't go free. Some people say it means, oh, well, there's a machloket there, but if you would apply it to our case, it's different, and everyone would agree that he goes free, I think is the way it works. But anyway, I'm not going to get into the details now. He kirba, second case, okay, it develops now. He knew the rock was there, but what happened? Shachacha, he forgot the rock was there when he stood up. Okay, so this is classic shogeg. You knew about it, but then you forgot. V'amavinafla, so leinyan nezikin chayav leinyan arba dvarim patur, you're still shogeg. So you're patur from arba dvarim. Leinyan galut chayav, damar krab, bishgaga. In other words, shgaga means you knew but you forgot, right? Forgetting means you knew at some point. So that's shgaga. So therefore, you're going to go to your miklat. Linyan Shabbat patur. Okay, you're going to be patur for Shabbat because it's not melech machshevet. You didn't know when you got up. And linyan eved again, plunta de rashbag v'rabbanan. Next case. Nitkaven lizrok shtayim v'zarak arba. You meant to throw the rock for two amot, and instead it went four amot. Now, the major difference here is going to be Shabbat, because Shabbat, you didn't intend to do a malacha, right? But you did a malacha in the end. So linyan is the end. Here it's right. You threw it two. You meant to throw it two. It went four, and it killed somebody that was four amot away, right? Or it hit somebody that was four amot away, depending on whether we're talking about the Shkaga case or your miklat, or whether it's the Nezek case. So, you meant to do it like that, and it went farther. So, linyan nezikin your chayav, obviously. Linyan arba dvarim patur. Linyan shabbat, melech ha-machshevet bi'inan. Right? So, this wasn't melech ha-machshevet. You didn't intend to throw a four amot. Linyan galut. Now, this is going to be a big machloket how to read this. There's actually a three-way machloket. I brought two here on the page. Asher lo tzida, amar rachmana. Prat l'nitkaven lezrok shayim v'zarak arba. The pasuk says that you didn't intend. Okay? Now, it seems to imply, okay, you could read this two ways. You go to Ir Miklat when you didn't intend. And this guy actually had intent to throw. Now, while he didn't have intent to throw to attack this person, he was throwing something, right? The general Ir Miklat case is, you know, you're chopping down a tree and something goes flying out. Here, you tried to throw a rock. Like, what are you doing throwing rocks? Right? So, therefore, we're going to call you Karov Lemezid. Okay? Another interpretation is to say, no. Asher lo tzada means that's when you're mazid. But this case is not asher lo tzada. You weren't mitzkaven, and you didn't really intend to kill the person, and therefore you're going to go to Ir Miklat. Okay? There's even a third that claims it's karov la'ones. So there's like three interpretations about what exactly this means. And then, linyan eved, again, plunta de rashbag v'rabbanan. Last case for today, nitkaven lizrok arba v'zarach shmone. You meant to throw a four amot. So here now, you meant to do a malach of Shabbat. But in the end, what'd you do, though? You didn't throw up four, you threw it eight. Okay? So, again, linyan nezikin chayav, linyan arba dvarim patur, linyan Shabbat, it's going to depend. If you said be'omer, kol makom shetirtzeh tanuach, im. If you say, I don't care where this lands, like, yeah, you were intending four, but you just wanted it outside of four amot, then you're going to be chayav for Shabbat, because you did what you said, right? If you didn't care exactly where it was going to go, but Elo, if you didn't say that, and you intended to throw a four and it went eight, then even from Malacha Machshevet, you're not chayav. Even though you intended to do a malacha, the malacha that happened wasn't what you intended. Mm-hmm. In other words, it was the same malacha, but the act is not Malacha Machshevet. You intended to throw it to this spot, and it got to a different spot. So if you wanted it specifically in that spot, you're not chayav Linyan Shabbat. Okay, very interesting. Linyan galut, the same thing. Asher lo tzida, pratlin is kevin lesrok arva zarak shmon. Linyan eved, plukta de rashbag rabbanan. Right here, the only difference is obviously going to be as regards to Shabbat. Otherwise, there's no difference between the cases. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Tomorrow we'll get to the throwing a kli from the roof, which we saw the other day, right? When somebody smashes it on the way down. And then we're going to get into you throw a baby off the roof. Okay, there's going to be some strange Yibum cases of someone falling off a roof and landing on the woman he's supposed to do Yibum with, if you remember that from Yevamot. It's hard to forget that case. Exactly. So we're going to get into those. So a little bit of review of things we've done. And we're going to get to this case we talked about a few days ago, about if you put a hot coal on an Eved's chest, right? Are you assuming he's responsible because he didn't remove it? Or are you responsible because you caused his death? You know, or is it his responsibility to take it off? And the difference we talked about the other day between a person and an animal when it comes to this.